John Brummett and Roby Brock are not thinking about inconsequential things today. Their weekly conversation touches on truth, health, politics, and faith. John Brummett is a political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Roby Brock is with our partner, Talk Business and Politics. Roby launched this week's discussion by referencing a much-discussed snippet of conversation from Rudy Giuliani that took place on this week's Meet the Press.
Rudy Giuliani says truth isn't the truth.
Right.
This is in response to some questioning, a lot of questions from Meet the Press's Chuck Todd. This kind of fits into the whole Kellyanne Conway alternative facts narrative.
Right.
And it's about the Mueller investigation. Truth isn't the truth. My question for you, isn't the truth the truth?
Yes, or it needs to be, or else we're going to have a heck of a time swearing in witnesses at trials. Do you solemnly swear to tell the... Well, to reply with something as we ask you stuff. That's not going to work in terms of gathering evidence in our system of justice. The truth is the truth. But if you've read any Orwell, you know that that there will come a time, perhaps, when the truth is somebody's version entirely rather than an actual thing. And there's this postmodernism, largely on the left. I blame the left and liberal academia for this. That really, truth is everybody's personal vantage point. That nobody's truth is everybody's truth because we're all coming at it from...
And you're getting way deep on me on this stuff.
Right.
So.
I'm just telling you, I mean, there are a lot of... I mean, truth is under attack. I just read a book by the New York Times book reviewer who scalded my book, but she wrote a pretty good one. she didn't really. She just I'm hypersensitive. It's entitled The Death of Truth. And I thought, is she overstating? And then 3 weeks after I read the book, the president's lawyer, albeit a celebrity, non-serious lawyer, says on Meet the Press, the oldest show in television history, truth is not truth. And I think that's a burgeoning notion, which renders our politics and our pursuit of justice impaired in this country. If we cannot get back to a general acceptance that facts don't contribute to the truth. Facts may be irrelevant to the truth, but that there is a truth and that we should pursue it, not dissipate it and say it doesn't exist anymore.
But there are facts that you cannot dispute, and then there are ways to line up facts that can distort the truth.
Right.
And this is what you see in a common courtroom when you see prosecution put these facts in a particular order to make their case, and the defense take those same facts and offer a different version of interpretation on that. But that's not what Rudy Giuliani is speaking to, I don't think.
No. Rudy Giuliani is speaking from a criminal defense perspective in that he is worried... I don't believe there's any way. I think this is all a game that he and others are playing, Trump's lawyers. I don't think there's any way they ever intend, absent a subpoena and an order from the Supreme Court, eventually, should that happen, for this president to submit to questioning from Robert Mueller. Because they think even if he tries to tell the truth, assuming that he would
there's
do that.
There's too much on the record conflicted.
There's such voluminous evidence. He's done so many things, even in the public view, that it's a perjury trap. I don't think he wants to try to bring down a president with a perjury trap. I just don't think that's so. But I think Trump is so implausibly confident that he can talk his way out of anything, that they fear his... And Trump may not think he's lying when he says something that's incorrect, and they don't want to even chance that. I think that's what this is all about. And I think Giuliani got to talking fast on television and maybe didn't actually mean truth is not truth. He meant to say, hey, sometimes prosecutors can get you on a technical perjury charge when you thought you were telling the truth. That truth gets a little hazy. I think that's what he's trying to say. But I think the concept of truth in this particular time, in the Trump era, is uncommonly under attack, and we got to get back to some acceptance of truth.
The Satan Temple brings a statue and a rally to the state capitol last Thursday. This inflames Senator Jason Raypert and many Christian supporters here who have been successful in getting the Ten Commandments monument on the state capitol grounds. The Satanists are arguing for separation of church and state or equal treatment under freedom of religion.
Right.
My question to you is, why do we all disagree so decisively on this church versus state issue? It just seems to be a black and white issue for everybody in this, and it doesn't seem to be anything where you find people gray or noncommittal on this
particular
issue.
I think most Americans are gray and noncommittal. I think the ones making the noise, the clowns out in the Wood Lane Street Thursday afternoon, they don't see gray, but the rest of us are going, you know, I think your typical Arkansas person is out there saying, you know, I'm a Christian and proud to be, and I don't really see anything wrong with living by the Ten Commandments. In fact, I try to, but if we're just going to inflame other people with the Ten Commandments monument, I'm not sure that's the right thing to do. And then they look at, and then I think on the other side, just this notion that why? Let me get back to why. People of a certain religious fundamentalist bent simply believe that their religious beliefs are more paramount than the Constitution. You can tell them their separation of church and state. They say those words are not in there, even though they're in there in a way, that it doesn't matter because my job as an evangelical is to do everything I can to spread the gospel as I know it. So they value that religious tenet more than any supposed constitutional restrictions. So that's, and religion and politics, what, did your mother ever say, those are the two things you don't talk about? Those are two things, those only two things we talk about anymore. And it is incredibly divisive. I had a column Sunday that I was very proud of that said the only monument a real Christian needs to his Lord is his self, how you live. And I must tell you, I thought I would get a lot of feedback from the monument people on that. I just got an outpouring of supportive emails. So I think there are a lot of people who see the gray area in all of this and want to keep our politics, and want our politics to be influenced by religious values, but separated from official documents or official monuments to religion. So I don't see it as black and white for everyone as you do.
Arkansas is now, there is a lawsuit challenging the work requirement for right. the Medicaid expansion program known as Arkansas Works. My question to you is, if this lawsuit is successful, does it end Medicaid expansion? Does it end the Arkansas Works program politically in Arkansas?
You know, I do not think so. But I think that's the great fear. If this lawsuit is successful, at least in terms of an injunction in the interim, which I think, based on the Kentucky outcome, it will be, and leads to a long delay, in Kentucky's case, which the judge declared illegal, the Trump administration said, go back Kentucky and have 30 days and have a period of public comment and redesign it to show ostensibly that it helps. It helps extend health care. And they're going to try to do it again. But if Medicaid expansion's work requirement should be permanently invalidated for Arkansas and Asa Hutchinson is still governor, Asa Hutchinson will do everything in his political power to keep the program alive even without the work requirement because it's the only way he can afford tax cuts. I mean, it's that simple a matter of math. If we lose the federal matching mana through Human Services Department that expands Medicaid to a couple hundred thousand people, then our budget is an entirely different animal, and this governor and the Republicans are on the line to keep a promise to to lower state income tax rates for everyone. They've lowered them for everyone except the top rate. The only way they can do it is with Medicaid expansion, and I think it's a simple mathematical conclusion.
John Brummett is a political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and his columns also appear at ArkansasOnline.com. Roby Brock is with our partner Talk Business and Politics, and you can find more from this conversation, including a discussion about the new Spike Lee film, Black Klansman, at TalkBusiness.net.